What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Are you saying year three in y'all relationship or marriage? Okay.
No, the entire. Because year five, we were married. Because year three is when we got married.
Okay.
Are you saying overall?
Overall, okay,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, got you.
Let me clarify.
I'm just trying, yeah.
Yeah, overall.
Got you.
Okay. Year three of being together.
Okay.
We were still new to each other in a lot of ways.
Right. And what kind of poly are y'all? Are y'all probably like, y'all are dating the same person? Or is it like, y'all got y'all own person and that's y'all person? Am I even, you know?
So it's close, right? Yeah. There are different dynamics to being poly. Some people do date. They're poly. And then they might date this person, date that person, date whoever. But they all know, like, I'm dating these other people. Mm-hmm. But it's just a different dynamic to it. Our poly is more so a closed poly dynamic, meaning we date one person. We're all in a relationship together.
Okay.
They're in their own relationship, yes. We have our own relationship, yes. We have our own relationship, and then all of us are together. Oh, so it's like, if they want
to spend... So think about, like, yeah. Just...
You got time to do anything. Wow.
What's, like, a poly fail that y'all can laugh about now?
Poly fail?
Yeah, like one of y'all poly situations that y'all had that didn't work out.
Our second one?
Listen.
It was great.
We canceled that subscription 3 months later.
Literally, it was a 3 month trial. It was so straight, though.
We canceled that subscription.
As friends, it was like,
what happened?
Oh.
Man, well, what didn't happen?
Whole lot of gay shit.
Hey, what's going on? It's Boss Britt, the most lit.
What's up? It's your girl DJ Excel.
And this is...
The No Homo Show.
Where everything we talk about...
is homo's
gay. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Like, subscribe, comment.
I hate you, first of all, because now you just got so used to saying that. We're on Patreon now.
Yeah.
So shout out to everybody that's tuned in on Patreon. We rock with y'all.
Like and comment.
We appreciate y'all. And shout out to everybody listening to us on the podcast side, the audio side. Mm-hmm. But you should still tune into our Patreon.
Facts. We're building a village over here. Okay. So I hope y'all
a village.
I hope y'all been enjoying it over here. And make sure y'all get y'all merch. You see what I'm rocking?
We're building a house. You know the gay houses?
Okay.
Yeah, we're...
The Gunkles?
No, we're the No Homo House.
Oh, I like that. Got a ring to it.
I hate you.
Get y'all merch. We outside all summer. If you prefer coochie, like I prefer coochie, make sure you go run this hat up now.
Hello.
All right, let's get into it. We got some very special guests in the building today. I'm going to go ahead and introduce you all, okay? So today's guests who are coming by to talk about a whole lot of gay are the definition of modern love and unapologetic authenticity. One is a bold creative force known for her magnetic energy and fearless expression. The other is a dynamic stylist and entrepreneur with a sharp eye for beauty and a heart full of hustle. Together, they're not just a couple, they're a brand, a vibe, and a movement. From coordinating fits to building their shared platform, they embody what it means to live out loud and love without limits. Gabies, please welcome to the No Homo Show, Tequila Shots and Reese, a.k.a. Wife Goals in a building. What's up?
Before we get into it, we offered you shots here, drinks. Y'all didn't want it. I want to know why your name is Tequila Shots.
Well, my name is Tequila, but I like puns. So Tequila Shots because the alcohol, because everyone knows that. Tequila Shots, I play basketball. Tequila Shots, I take photos, videography. Come on, triple entendre. I like puns. So.
Okay, all right, you did that.
All kind of shots,
but you declined our shot.
You didn't even ask me for a shot. I mean, I'm still gonna decline it.
So I don't like it.
If you mixed it well, you know, I can drink it, but just no taking it.
Because we don't do mixed shots.
Mixed shots is crazy.
Yeah, we don't.
I gotta have a cocktail.
Okay,
exactly. I'm a lady.
Okay,
it's fine.
I didn't prefer shots neither. I'm not going home.
Yeah. So in today's episode, we're gonna sit down with you all who are a married couple. Okay, whose love story goes beyond tradition, one would say. We'll be talking about what it means to be queer, committed, and poly. How you all navigate being married while also exploring poly and what the boundaries look like in y'all relationship and how you keep a connection strong while staying open to others. It's going to be a real conversation about love, freedom, and defining relationships on your own terms. Because I feel like y'all really be doing that shit.
That's a fact.
And y'all been holding down P.O.P.
P.O.P.
Okay.
I know you seen the Skittles bag and you was like, yes, they got us some snacks. And I'm sorry. It's a gay riddle in there. All right. This is a game called Skittles and Riddles.
Oh,
I know.
Snap.
I know y'all thought it was food.
Okay.
No. It's a whole lot of gay shit. All right.
All right.
So you're going to pull out the riddle. You're going to pull out the Skittle. And there's a gay riddle.
Pull it out, yeah.
How many riddles in there? Just one?
Who knows?
I think it's probably like four in there.
We're going to go with Chuffy.
All right, and if y'all get this wrong, since y'all not taking tequila shots, our viewers are. So I'll take a shot.
I'm not opposed to taking a shot.
Oh, okay.
I'm just okay with having sober conversations. That's all.
Do you want a shot?
Oh, I can say I'll take a shot of tequila.
Period.
Y'all gay.
All right, so we had to get her a shot. So now she got her. Go ahead and show the people. You got your shot.
Come a shot.
With this shot glass. Shout out to all our gabies that got theirs as well. Hello?
Mm-hmm. All right, you ready?
Yep. If y'all get it wrong, y'all got to take a shot. All right, it's a gay riddle.
Well, who made the answer, though?
It's a real answer?
So
the answers are bad.
Oh. The answers are really bad.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So just like off the
It's meant to make you take a shot.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Why do lesbians make great chefs?
Because they like to eat.
Because we eaters. That's what I was about to say. That ain't the answer.
It might be the answer.
Do we have an answer?
What's the number? We have an answer.
B? I mean, nine?
Like to eat?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Why do chefs like to eat?
Why do lesbians make great chefs?
Oh. Whenever it's
Girl, oh my God, something stupid.
Now y'all need to take a shot for asking us this question.
Because they always make sure the cat is well fed.
What?
That doesn't make sense.
I know, Britt. We really need to know, Britt.
Why is there a cat in the kitchen?
Don't you make sure your cat is well fed?
No, that the chef.
Yeah, I'm not a chef.
Yeah, that don't make no sense.
Your cat is the food for lesbians. That doesn't make sense.
This game is just to get people drunk. I don't want people to understand. It's not here to get anyone any type of logical explanation.
She be standing by this game, y'all.
Cheers to my answer.
Salud. Yes. Okay, period.
Right.
Yeah. Woo!
Britt's living through you right now.
Yeah, I'm living through you. That's that truth serum.
Okay.
So now we're going to get the real.
I'm crying. Oh, you was going to get that regardless.
Okay.
I love that.
Hello.
Okay, so next. Oops, my shit was upside down. It was backwards. What I'm about to say is not even on the card. I don't even know what I'm looking at.
She was doing an interview one time, y'all. I looked at her card. It was one line. And she kept going.
I don't remember what I had to say. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But let's get into y'all coming out story.
Sure.
Okay, so let us know who, what, when, where, why, how was it for y'all coming up out that closet? Whoever wants to go first.
You can go first.
I didn't have a coming out story. I was never in the closet. I simply was just like, hey, mom, my girlfriend's coming over for Thanksgiving. And she was like, okay. And I was like, all right, cool. That was it.
And how did you realize, like, you was a lesbian or...
When did I know I was gay? Yeah. So I've always liked girls, you know, kindergarten, have my little girlfriend's first grade, second grade. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like straight out the womb type of thing. But I didn't necessarily know what it was until I had my first girl, my first like girl crush that turned to my first girlfriend. I was like, oh, that makes sense. Cause I was cheating on every nigga. I had him in rotation until I had my first girlfriend. And I was like, okay,
I like this.
Okay, cool. This is where I belong. And so that was 16. I was 16 then.
Okay. Yeah. It'd be that 15, 16 age.
Yeah.
You're feeling yourself.
Yeah.
So she was cool with it. No backlash.
Yeah.
No,
so I think,
no questions.
No,
asked.
Not at all. So like my family, we have like a history of women who are out and living in their truth. So
are y'all related? It wasn't
they're from the same region though.
Hey. Like that. Puerto Rican?
Is it because you're light skin?
Are you Puerto Rican?
Yeah, it's definitely
that's what it is.
Black and Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Black and Puerto Rican.
I'm not black, I'm Puerto Rican.
Black and Puerto Rican.
Oh, straight Puerto Rican.
Yeah, I'm Puerto Rican.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, girl. We'll talk about it. Yeah.
But yeah, so like I said, like my family, again, being from Boston, a very liberal city, very liberal state, the first state to legalize gay marriage.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. So you know, it wasn't anything that had to be hidden. So I never felt uncomfortable just to be myself. And I just always lived my life however I wanted to, right? And as long as I didn't hurt myself or anybody else, my mom was straight with it.
I love that for you.
No pun intended.
She was straight with it. She was straight.
No pun intended.
How about you?
Mine was, I just had a little bit more conversation with my grandmother because that's who raised me. But it was because I just wanted to tell her because I didn't want her to find out. You know, it was a big thing. So I was like sophomore year in college. We were having dinner and I was like, oh, I got something to tell you. But I have a nervous laugh when I'm doing stuff. So I'm like giggling, like, I got something to tell you. And she's like, oh, you're so silly just because I'm goofy anyway. But I was just talking to her. I told her about it and she was like, oh, OK. Like, I kind of figured. I was like, oh, OK.
It's easy.
I thought she was going to kick me out or something. She was like, no, like, I would never do that. I was like, all right, pass the mashed potatoes.
Glad we got that out of the way.
Yeah, but because I'm from a southern state, it was more of a, I feel like I needed to have this conversation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why I said, because y'all are like from the north. Yeah. You know, north is more liberal, if you will, northeast, whatever.
Yeah.
But you guys are more open. I feel like southern states, for the most part, people a little bit more
conservative.
Yeah, conservative. Yeah. Church. You know, Christianity,
yeah, that
religion.
Bible belt
yeah,
line.
So it's like a, but after I told her, I was like, I don't care who know. I mean, I didn't care, but as long as she know.
Yeah.
The most important person needs to know, and that's it.
Because nobody can come back and hold that over, you know, your head
or
something like that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. She figured because you, what, play basketball or dress like a taunt? Like, how does she, she figured?
Just because of my personality and how I acted. I was tomboyish, yes, but I'm very feminine. So I still dress like women's clothes. I still wear heels, stuff like that. So it wasn't like a... Oh, you've been wearing long shorts this day.
Long shorts,
well,
great.
Like, shorts wasn't that like that, but
shorts
it was just
long shorts.
3XT today.
Everything. But no, I mean, I played sports and stuff like that. So she already knew I was like tomboyish, but also I was very feminine. So it's like I just played sports. So it wasn't anything like crazy, but she just figured, like I said, just because my personality and the way I acted. So,
when we talked about getting y'all on here, hey, dress as a baddie. I didn't even recognize this.
Okay.
Hold on, Tequila. I didn't know that was the button down and everything.
The wig was crazy.
Yeah,
the wig was crazy.
Yeah.
The wig was crazy.
You gotta send us a little picture so they can see you can do both, okay?
You should have been there for the reveal.
The reveal
the way
was
she,
fun.
The girl in her came out.
It was the heels. It was the king heels.
So do you do that often or was that like a special occasion?
No, it was a show reached out to me and asked me if I was open to doing it because they do transformations and stuff like that. People that go from like dramatic ends of the spectrum to the other end, basically. So they asked me to do it. I was open to do it. I mean, unbeknownst to them.
Okay.
How to use that word. It's funny. But little did they know that I'm comfortable doing it, you know?
Yeah.
So they were like, everything's okay, can we do it? I'm like, sure.
Yeah.
You can do whatever. Right. The wig I was really skeptical about because I'm like, I've seen their show before and the wigs be like
maybe.
So they dressed you up.
Yeah, they did. They dressed me as far as getting the outfit, but I put like some accessories on because I was
put
like, it's giving PTA. It's giving I'm about to go to a meeting with
she texted me like, babe, send me she's like, give me a pair of hoop earrings. So I was like, which ones?
<'Cause>
she was like, the bamboo one.
Yeah, right.
And did you feel like
you cool with it? Like, you embrace both?
Oh,
like,
absolutely. Because when I met her, she wasn't how she is now, like, completely, like, looking masculine, yeah. right? Yeah. She still had a lot of femininity to her, like, was wearing heels around me. Her hair was silk pressed, bumped okay. to the gods, edges laid. Like, so she still had a lot of feminine aspects to her yeah. when we met. And so then the more she started getting comfortable in finding her own identity, that's when she started dressing more masculine. So mm-hmm. it was never an issue for me. It was just it was still a surprise because it's been so long.
Right.
And then I was just like, oh my God.
I had to double take. I'm like, you look like somebody I know. It is you.
Our friends are like gagging.
Yeah, you sitting there out chilling shit. I'm like, oh, sitting there you from somewhere. So I know you just said, like, you know, when y'all met. So let's talk about when and how y'all met. Yeah. Because y'all been together, correct me if I'm wrong, 13 years together, married for 10?
Yes.
Okay, so let's take it from where it started. Because first of all, that is 103 years in lesbian time.
That's crazy.
You're right.
Did you write that? Did you write that on your card?
It's correct.
Did y'all been together?
I thought you was going to count down the days or something.
It's correct.
That's 103 years. You feel me? So how did it start? Right. How did y'all meet?
So we met via Twitter when it was Twitter, not X.
Okay.
We didn't even know each other. I was following another masculine presenting person. Mm-hmm. And the girl retweeted what she said. And I was like, oh, this girl funny. And I was like, oh, she fine too.
I have no idea what the joke was. I tried to go back to my old tweets and they're gone.
Damn.
I tried to go back.
13 years ago.
Hey. 103
years. Listen, they be pulling up celebrities' old tweets from 1972.
Yeah,
so
they do.
I'm like, there's got to be a way.
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't remember what it said. It was funny though. But like I said, I like funny intellectual kind of like jokes that'd be like, oh, that was clever. Mm-hmm. So it was like something like that. And I was like, oh, this girl funny. And I clicked on her page. I'm like, oh, she fine. Oh, snap. Mm-hmm. So I started following her. She didn't know I was following her. I wasn't tweeting her or nothing like that. I was just following her. Just go like, all right, this girl fine. And that was really it. We ain't talk. We ain't do nothing. I ain't retweet, say nothing to her.
Yeah.
And then one night randomly, it was like 3 a.m. I was on the East Coast, on the East Coast. Well, we both were on the East Coast, mm-hmm. but we were still on West Coast time because I was traveling playing basketball and I had just came back from like California, Denver or somewhere like that.
No, you didn't. You never hit California because that was a thing.
Oh, not yet. Yeah, yeah. But we were over
you were
like,
on the West Coast.
Yeah, we were on that side. And when I came back, I was at home in Alabama mm-hmm. and she was at home in Boston. And we just both had to be up at like 3 a.m. East Coast time.
I used to live in California.
Yeah.
Also. Okay. Okay. So that's why we were both on West Coast time. And so I'm up, it's 3 a.m. We were both 22 at the time.
Yeah.
I just turned 22. So, you know, I used to be outside.
At the 22-year-old.
I was outside in California. Yeah. So I'm up wide awake 3:00 a.m. And, you know, this is when Twitter was like live feed.
Yeah, legit.
So it wasn't
when
the
it was
ads.
Fun.
It was
yeah,
like
it was fun.
Whoever was tweeting.
There was no porn.
You got to literally see. You got to literally see who was online. So at 3 a.m, there's only like a few followers up. And I was bored. And so you know how it is, like late nights, you just start saying some random ass shit.
Yeah.
That was me. One of my followers had subbed me and was like, one of my followers need to go to sleep. I was like, just for that, I'm about to tweet the whole alphabet. So I started blowing. Aggie is fuck. And I was like, so every tweet was an individual letter.
She had nothing but time.
Legit.
3:00 a.m, nobody's up but me? Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. So
you tweet individual letters.
Individual.
I wish they brought back where you would see stuff in real time.
Legit. That's not
like that. Now I'll be seeing stuff like stupid
from
3 days,
3 weeks ago,
or
like
last month or something like that. It's like
if
I don't even see my friends
because
of that. Like,
yeah.
True. And I post an order, but she was posting individual letters. I seen LMNOQRS. Some letters was left out.
So. In my defense, I was tweeting too fast. Okay.
So it popped
up. Letters
were
out of order. And I was like, well, I hope nobody sees this because I can't edit it. And I, you know.
And I say, as soon as she had that thought, I saw it and I'm like, this is the pretty girl. Wait a minute. These letters ain't
intellectual conversation.
Right, so I'm like, nah, this ain't the alphabet. I don't know what exactly I said.
You was like, did you mean to tweet
the alphabet wrong
on purpose? I was like, okay, who's this?
And then we had a basically debate about this was around time when teachers were boycotting and stuff like that too. Mm-hmm. So we had an intellectual conversation debate about that. And she was like, well, they're not paying the teachers enough to teach us the alphabet. So I did.
They forced me to the alphabet wrong on purpose.
So then we started talking.
And what about it? Yeah. And, so we just started talking from there. And then like, you didn't even get to the most important part. That's just the,
literally the very beginning.
Yeah. How we then, met. Then, we didn't talk for a few days. Oh, no. First of all, she didn't want to give me her number.
Yeah, I didn't want to give her my number.
Let me tell the people this. Let me tell the people
you
this.
You asked for it?
I said, hey, because I was like, this girl's cool as fuck. Mind you, I was not looking for anything, yeah. Okay?
Because we had been tweeting and the conversation kept going.
Yeah,
and
we were having a really great conversation. And I was like, oh, this girl cool as fuck. Like, who is she? And then I'm like, whatever. We just kept talking. And I was like, I'm just thinking we can just take this offline just because, like, I like to meet people. So I was just like, yo. You know, let's be cool. Mm-hmm. As for her number, she said, no.
Because pretty girls are crazy.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And I was standing on that.
You were serious?
She was dead serious.
I was like,
do you remember that app Voxer?
Who?
The Voxer. It was like a walkie-talkie app.
Okay, so remember everybody had Nextels.
Yes.
Okay, so after Nextel, you know, they made an app called Voxer. And it was a walkie-talkie app.
Okay.
She gave me her Voxer. She was like, you can have my Voxer.
Now so we're talking walkie-talkie over and over now.
No, okay, like, okay. That was a legit thing, though. Yeah, I remember his. But
remember when he sent the walkie-talkie?
Yes. Listen. She hit me with one of them. I was like, wow, okay. Anyway, so we're talking on Voxer, but then we don't talk for a few days. Yeah. And I hit her up. I'm like, why haven't you talked to your wife in 3 days? She's like, see, this is why I didn't give you my number.
Because pretty girls are crazy. Because why haven't you talked to your wife in 3 days is insane.
Why have you talked to your wife in 3 days?
Did
y'all know that each other were into women?
Yeah.
We
how did y'all know? Was it like in the bio?
I'm thinking
she
looked
gay.
Just the way, yeah. I look gay. I figured she was gay because the girl that retweeted her was gay.
Yeah,
so it was like,
okay. So
yeah, it was just giving
two
like
two
gay.
Together. The gay
went off. Yeah, it was
got
just giving.
It. Okay.
But she hit me up and was like, why haven't you talked to your wife in 3 days? And that's, I was like, see, pretty girls are crazy because wife is crazy.
Yeah.
And we haven't stopped talking ever since December 2011.
So how long in between did y'all actually link up?
After that conversation?
Yeah, after your wife, after she...
Oh, well,
December. We met in person in April.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So like, 4 months later or so?
That's a little... Yeah.
Okay.
And we met in California because I flew out there, you feel me?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Shout out to
Steaming. You know, I don't care where you're at. I'm going to pull up on you if I'm feeling you.
Oh, yeah. So she came out to see me from her last stop on her tour and then the rest is history.
What were y'all first impressions of each other in person?
Oh, we were excited.
Nervous.
I told her I loved her in the first week. She told me she loved me.
Yeah.
I know, that's right.
I mean, y'all weren't even. We were not even in a relationship. I asked her out. She said no.
Yeah.
Oh, you just.
Y'all was in love, but not together.
Trying to tell you.
Why you say no?
Because we were long distance, and then I was just like, is this something I really want to do? I don't know if this is really going to work. Like, I do love you. I like being with you.
Yeah, you sound very mature.
I've been pretty mature, I feel like, since I was younger. I be thinking about stuff. I take a lot of stuff into consideration.
I would be like, wife, put you in my bio.
I just went for what I wanted. I felt it. I was going with the vibe. I was like, I wasn't scared. Yeah. I was like, well, let's see where it goes. I'm liking this. Why not?
I was going with it, too.
You know what I'm saying? I dropped all my hoes on for you. Like,
they weren't worth it. So love at first sight, y'all would say.
Yeah. We've said that yet. Legit love first sight. Because when I seen her, oh, and then she met me at the airport with a sign and like my favorite snacks and stuff like that. And I always like, I'm a very hopeful romantic. So I like stuff like that.
I'm not romantic.
She's not like that. So when she did it, I was like, okay, first.
She's getting her wife.
Yeah.
Her wife. She tried to build that rapport.
4 months ago, so.
That's how they get you.
That'd be funny once you've been with somebody and you realize how much that isn't what they...
That's what Brandon did to me.
Their literally. Comfort zone, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I know my first time I went to my wife's house, she cooked a meal. The girl ain't cooked since.
She cooked?
Yes!
No, she was trying to get your
That's
ass.
That's all my bruh.
This bitch don't cook.
My wife don't. She ain't cooked since. No, since we've been together, she probably cooked like less than 20 times. But
how long y'all been together?
8 years.
Yep. How long have I been married?
We've been married 3 years.
Okay.
Yep.
So she hooked you with the cooking and hasn't cooked since.
Yeah. I mean, it's just funny because it's just kind of like with her
just showed me like, damn, you really like me.
Messing with the kid a little bit.
Yeah, Brandy used to style me and then she just stopped, you know. She used to give me really good outfits, like random as hell. Like, you should wear this tonight to your party. I'm like, oh, you want to see me in that? Like,
do y'all bring these things up?
Like, yes, when they don't
Oh, yeah. Well, my wife got good compromise. She's like, I'm not going to cook, but I'll make sure you eat. I'll get something to eat. Like,
she ordered some shit.
Why she ain't cooking no more? She don't feel like
I mean, I don't think she ever really did cook.
She ordered takeout the first time.
She can cook. When she cooks, though, it's good. She just don't like cooking.
Yeah. That's me.
That's how I am, too. I don't like the process. Yeah, I don't it's like annoying. The intention and shit.
She don't like
that,
dirty dishes, none of that.
I like to cook when I'm cooking. That's it. But, like, prior to...
You gotta get the groceries. You gotta... And don't be fancy. You might have to chop some vegetables and stuff.
It's a lot.
It is.
Okay, so let's get into some relationship questions. Some more questions.
Every time she talks about like y'all like relationships, she gets excited.
Wife does. No, because I remember like just seeing y'all when I first moved to Atlanta. I moved here in like 2016. Mm-hmm. So I just remember seeing y'all and always seeing y'all together. And I just respect that. Because I know how hard it is dating, let alone dating in Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's tough out here. It's ghetto.
And y'all moved out here together then?
Technically, not on purpose. I was already up here.
Yeah, it wasn't intentional. She was actually supposed to move to California.
We were talking about moving to California, but like the cost of living over there is crazy. Yeah. And then my friend kept asking me to move up here, and I'm like, no, why would I move to Atlanta? Like, it's Atlanta. Like,
Atlanta, great.
It is. I love it. It's a very great space for Black people. But
Where
I'm from, Alabama, I'm down the road. That's why I was like, why would I? That's literally nowhere.
Because again, she was moving to California, the intent was to go a lot further than Atlanta.
And then she talked me into it, and I was like, you know what, it might be straight. So I came up here and I hung out.
Your
a little
wife gonna come? All right, she gonna follow you? It sound like
no. We didn't. I just was up here. Okay. Like we were just talking. It wasn't even like I really came up here.
We actually started our relationship in April. You came shortly after that, but when she moved, we had no intention of moving.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. In June.
Yeah.
I came in June and you visited, but it wasn't a...
Well, because it matters.
Timeline.
Timeline does matter in this sense, because it literally was like, we got together in April. The plan was for her to move to California because we were talking about it.
Yeah.
So we weren't trying to move fast. Yeah. Like, we was really trying to
chill. Y'all already in love.
But also some things had to be considered.
Well, that ain't moving fast, being in love, because... You know,
well,
have
it ain't,
time.
It ain't.
Exactly.
It
ain't.
Yeah.
But
y'all were like, I think, all right, so I'm just trying to normalize it, and I shouldn't do that. Because you can't love somebody without being in a relationship with them.
That's true.
I guess that's why I said.
This is true. You can't love someone without being in a relationship with them.
Because we did say I love you before we got together. It was literally non-traditional. We said I love you before we made it into a relationship.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And then, you know, again.
She still said, no, I don't.
Yeah, then I said, she still said, no,
I do not love you with you.
I had to think, you know?
Right, and it's like, we were already long distance, and then she had to think about the long distance. Yeah. But to get to the moving part.
My friend convinced me. Then I came up here.
With us making plans for her to move to California, I was getting into some shit with people I was living with. And she was like, why don't you just come down here?
Yeah.
You'll have somewhere to stay and you won't have to worry about X, Y, Z. And I was just like, no. But then I was just like, if I move, it can't be for you. It has to be for me.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had to sit and I had to think about it. And honestly, the pros outweigh the cons. And, you know, I'm a hairstylist and I'm like, Atlanta is the hair mecca. Why not? So then that's what I was also here.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think that's a good topic, because a lot of times people fly into a city for somebody, right?
Yeah.
They don't know anyone else but that person and that person's friend group.
Right.
And then when they break up, they're like lost.
Yeah. Because they have are the friends that they made through that person.
Yes. And it puts it in a real weird situation, because sometimes that person doesn't want her friends associating with you.
Right. You got to break up with everybody.
You
got
to break up with everybody. I don't need you talking to everybody.
So, it was literally, I had already moved to California for a relationship. I don't want to do that again.
Oh, that's why you was out there.
And I was, I was by myself for, I was making it on my own for like probably the past 6 months prior to meeting her. Mm-hmm. So it was just like, I'm not worried about you. I ain't worried about what's going on down there. I'm worried about what I got going on. Right, so yeah. let me focus on this. And if things align, then sure. But yeah, like I said, I had to sit. I had to think about it. And at the end of it, I was just like, fuck it. Why not?
Work, yeah, and it wasn't even on some relationship type movie. But my suggestion wasn't because like, oh, let's just U-Haul and move in together. I don't even think I knew what U-Haul was.
She was legit concerned about my safety
and like, okay, you can come out here, you know, and you're a hairstylist, et cetera, outweighing the benefits.
Yep. Yeah.
So April, man person. Mm-hmm. And then June,
she visited. We didn't move in together. June was just a visit. What?
It wasn't too far after that, but so. I don't know. That part of the timeline, we don't know.
So when did y'all when was it official? In April when y'all
April was when it was official. Yeah, yeah, gotcha. That's when it became official. Yeah.
Okay. Which is our anniversary.
Yep. Y'all took y'all time. Y'all should take notes, viewers. They took their time with this.
Took our lesbian time.
Technically, it was U-Haul.
I mean, technically, it is U-Haul when you
but
think about it.
But it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was a very thoughtful.
It's always, damn, we might as well split the rent because I'm trying to get my money together.
It'd be convenience.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I swear.
A lot of shit.
But we love being around each other, so it was also like.
It was always a good time. That was actually one of the considerations. I'm like, every time we're together, it's a good time. I lived in the Bay Area for 4 years.
Shout out to the Bay.
I lived out there for 4 years, and literally that week that she visited was the most fun I ever had the entire time that I was out there. So it was like, it literally had nothing to do with anything, but we just really had a great time together every time. I took it to this club and
I wanted to dance. It was so trash. We paid $40 for the cover for both of us. So
everybody was being like real like
it was hetero and the music was so hood. It was my poor baby. She would not let this happen.
$40.
I just say 40 because it's funnier.
Hey, now 40 back then, too, that 2011, 2012.
40 in 2025.
It's crazy.
That is a lot.
It's highway robbery.
Yeah.
Hello. Not too much.
Because, if it's our regular weekend, all right, that might be a lot.
But it's a special weekend.
Because I know y'all party from business and stuff like that. But it wasn't even
It's understandable, it was a regular ass weekend.
And you're gonna play music, DJ Excel, to try to make people dance and have a good time, right? For sure. I don't know what this nigga was on.
It'd be like that.
You just here to get the $40.
He needed that cover.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, like it might just be the DJ in me, but I don't have that much fun in straight clubs like that.
I don't think that's enough. It's a lesbian in you.
I'll be like, yo, I don't even want to DJ for these motherfuckers. Like, the female parties are just more fun, more fun.
They're lit. People just having fun.
Because we're not there for the male gaze. Yeah. The men are there for each other. And it's like,
y'all really trying to impress the women?
Or, like, what's like?
They're trying to impress each other. Yeah, they're trying to impress each other. That's all it is.
Bottle worlds. All right, so let's get into reality. All right, so if y'all had to say, because y'all are a public figure, y'all have y'all Instagram, y'all have y'all brand that y'all promote and everything like that, but what does the Instagram version of your relationship leave out, if you had to say?
A lot.
People think they know us based off of our Instagrams or social media in general, but you only see what we want you to see, because we're still very private people. We're really like popular introverts. We love our time together, our space like together. We'll take a picture or video because we cute or whatever, but listen.
So what we missing out on?
We want to know. Love and affection and just stuff like that. Like people be wanting to see us like kiss and stuff. Like, relax.
They like to see the PDA. Like, we like
kiss guys in the comments.
But
people be weird. So we're like, nah, we like to keep that shit to ourselves. We like you guys, like, on social media, you guys get to see a lot of, like, the fun and, like, interactive moments. Yeah. But there's so much shit that we don't capture because a lot of the best moments happen when the camera's not on.
That part.
Mm. So it's just, like, y'all really do get to see small conversations that we have. But, I mean, we talk about anything and everything. Yeah. Nothing is off limits. You don't see when we're mad at each other, right. Obviously, right? You don't see the attitude. You just see the laughter and just... You know, just like the genuine friendship that she and I have. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's hard to put yourself out there because, of course, social media leaves it open for interpretation. Yep. So we just keep it very surface level. And it's just like, if you know us, you know us. If you're around us,
then you get actually it. Know. Yeah,
you know what you know it. What's going on. Yeah. But I mean,
but like I was just half the time we're out and stuff like that. We'd be forgetting like, oh, we did say we're going to film some stuff today or do something because we're like in the moment, like we like live in the moment and we believe in being present with each other and enjoying our experiences. But and then I'm like, just even talk about being mad or stuff like, I know people on social media codes be getting mad and like doing their whatevers and be beefing on social media, but it's like that ain't even us anyway. We have conversations. Yeah. We listen to each other. We comprehend what the other person is trying to tell us so that we can move forward and change behavior. But yeah, like I said, we'd be forgetting to record half the stuff anyway.
You know, that's the balance that I always have trouble with, is like getting content, but also like, fuck this. I just want to enjoy moment right here. You know
literally,
what I mean?
Yeah. And like, because the minute you turn the camera on, it's kind of like you don't get real with it, right? Because literally the real moments happen when you're not worried about who's watching. Yeah. That's it's true. Just like you just let shit flow and then, you know, the best moments happen literally when the camera's off. It's like trying to record your pet. That's like, this nigga just did some stupid ass shit.
Don't do it again.
You're not gonna show company that little dance you just did? Like,
Oh, y'all embarrassing parents.
For real. So if y'all had to say, what was one of the roughest patches y'all had and how did y'all come back from it?
Good question.
Got deep. Look, y'all laugh. Y'all got serious real quick.
I think about rough patch.
I mean, year three, year five. Yeah. I said that we literally just had this conversation. Yeah. Year three, year five were our toughest years. So I think what happens is because it's so early in your relationship, you really get to learn the person, right? Mm-hmm. Your individual selves are starting to come together. So it was like one of our biggest problems was our cleaning style. So... Mm-hmm. She would get irritated with how I do things and I would get irritated how she would do things. But it was just like, listen, we had to sit there and be like, look, just because you do it that way doesn't mean that I'm not going to do it. It's just not going to happen your way. Mm. So having to find that healthy compromise and working with each other in that sense, like those are the kinds of moments that we had to get through. And it was hard because she's a Leo, I'm a Sag.
We're definitely fire signs.
We got some smart ass mouths, and neither one of us get offended by it. We just one up the other. And so, like, you know, us having a smart ass mouth and having an attitude with each other is just like, I'm not letting up. She's not letting up. So we had to find our balance and how to communicate our issues with each other, because I didn't want to fight with her, but it's like, you gonna listen to what the fuck I did. I'm gonna tell you what's on my mind. And I need you to listen. Yeah. So it's just like, you know, year three, again, still new to each other, living with each other and just learning each other.
Life experiences and learning things.
Are you saying year three in y'all relationship or marriage? Okay.
No, the entire. Because year five, we were married. Because year three is when we got married.
Okay. Oh, you're saying overall.
Okay, got you. Let me clarify.
I'm just trying.
Yeah, overall.
Gotcha.
Okay. Year three of being together.
Okay.
We were still new to each other in a lot of ways.
Right.
We also got married 3 years later. In year three, we also got married. So that's the beginning stages of our marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That's what I'm like. It's the beginning of both.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And so then year five, I read or seen this statement that was like,
that's a thing.
After 5 years is when you truly get to know a person. But what happens is your entire being of who you are gets to fully show in those 5 years. And after the 5 years, that's when the two beings start to exist together.
Mm. That's also a thing with business too. It's like,
In all relationships. So in our romantic relationship, that was the case, right? So then now after year five, now we're learning to coexist peacefully and happily and lovingly together, now we're starting to do things like, okay, just going back to like the cleaning situation, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas like if she sees my shoes, she's not worried about it not being there forever because she knows I'm going to pick it up. And mm-hmm. then I do. And now we don't have to fight about that, right? So yeah. it's like little things like that. So it was a lot of those moments, but those arguments, we really had to learn how to like talk to each other.
Yeah, and I realized like people are just raised different or just something different. And it's crazy. You don't realize the little things that you like, really live with somebody.
Absolutely.
It's like arguing like, nah, it should be my way. And then, it should be my way. But it's like, yo, we do have to compromise. Like, all right, what drives you absolutely crazy? And I know not to do that. you know what I mean? But let's compromise on the other stuff. So it's true, something as small as that could like, why are we arguing over this all the time? And it's just like, because.
That's why I'm like, you made a good point because like people are raised differently. I mean, obviously we see how white people live in these. But people are just raised differently.
Amen. You got one.
So like, it's just like we're talking about like rough patches or whatever, but it's really just like difficult moments and situations. It's not even like I said, it's not even a rough patch because I can count the like arguments we had on one hand, legit arguments, but difficult conversations because it's like, dang, I like things a certain way. Boom, 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 mm-hmm. and then you know your person might be like, well, I like it a certain way too, but their certain way might be like crooked opposed to your like certain way.
Look, literally my example was along those lines.
See, like, yours to the right, mine to the left. Yeah. So it's just like, all right, well, hers to the right a little bit, mine to the left a little bit. We can meet right here. We're good. Okay, I can deal with this. So it's like, that type of stuff.
And truthfully, what you discover is like, you know, the world, we all see things differently, right? Yeah. We're looking at the same digit. You see a 6, I see a 9. Yeah. Let's get each other to understand that we are looking at the same digit. Right. So that was...
Just realizing like everybody's perspective is different.
That's how me and Brandy is, because I like to clean every 30 days, right?
That's crazy. Schedule 30 days.
Yeah, I'm like, you mean OCD, like crazy. Spring cleaning, what's
I'm saying, you mean like...
I thought you meant like you wait a month, because I be cleaning every day.
No, but you're saying like
a deep
clean.
Every 30 days.
Yeah, you gotta be specific.
But Brandy don't... She don't fuck with that 30-day shit. She like, it came too quick. I might clean up. I had to just be like, yo, you just got this one area. Just
like this,
but she still...
Don't clean that one area.
47 days. I'm like, yo, I ain't trying to bring it up, but like, are you going to clean the kitchen? You know?
In her defense... That's your OCD.
Right.
You clean
but it's shit. Dirty. But also, I have
a person. It's her dirt, though.
OCD on me.
I clean the whole house. We have 3 levels. You only got one area.
You have 30 days.
Don't worry about it too hard. Listen, if it take her 32 days, it's going to take her 32 days.
She on 47, she ain't clean.
I think Britt really is counting the days.
But I'm trying to get to a space where it's like, all right, I feel two ways. Because like, I'm a person, I don't like to complain about it. I'd rather do something about it. But I don't always want to feel like I'm doing what you signed up to do. Because we had to come to that agreement. Like, all right, look, I'm going to clean every goddamn thing. Mm-hmm. Just clean the living room and the kitchen. She's like, okay, cool. But then when it come down to it, it's like, I'm so tired today. I'm so tired tomorrow. Like, plan our entire design event. Like, you I'm gonna be tired on Sunday. I'm gonna be tired
Thursday. So, I didn't clean up.
You feel me? And I got OCD, so I think it's real important to have, like, you know, those conversations where it's like, all right, let's just come to some type of agreement. You feel me? It ain't gotta be my thing, though.
It can literally be something as simple. Going back to the shoe example that I brought up, right? She's the one who likes to clean the most. Yeah. But there's a flip side to it, right? Because let me just get to the shoe part. So before I get to that, but like, you know, she likes to clean up all the time where I'm not so much of the cleaner all the time. Like, I do it on my terms.
Yeah.
But I will compromise by at least getting my shoes organized by the front door. Mm-hmm. If I leave them at the front, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll have 10 pairs of shoes, but at least they're out the way because she wants them out of the way.
That's crazy.
She might walk the floor. I mean, it is 10 pairs, sis.
Right. So I can't go out there.
My line of work requires me to get dressed all the time.
So because just come home and
I just come home, kick them off, and then, you know what I'm saying?
But we have a shoe shelf at the door
we
as well.
We do have a shoe shelf.
It's like, what, one shoe step, right? You was one step away, right?
She's like, I put the shelf there for you to put the damn shoe.
Like, bro, you was this close. But your listen, shoe was here.
But on the flip side, right?
Yeah.
When it comes to doing laundry.
I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I will.
You see how she about to come to her defense?
I will prep it because I already know. I know me. I will take it out. I will sort it. I will do it. I'll put it in the wash machine. I'll put it in the dryer.
That when they come in that clothes, baby. When I tell you them clothes have been in that basket for months.
Listen.
I got it right there on my to-do list in the morning.
Again, I've been slowly. I've been doing better and slowly folding them. But I love the organization of it.
My line of work requires me
Sunday.
My line of work
has a week ago.
My line of work requires me to be dressed. Yeah. I do not like living out the basket because I don't know what I have to wear. Yes. Right. So when I do laundry, I wash, fold, and I put them away because have a lot of clothes. We can literally do laundry, and our laundry would be full again. Like,
do you see how many layers I got on right now? Like,
that's
a whole laundry mat right there.
But that's where, you know, it's like where I might lack in one area, she might lack in another area. So it's like you can't hold this one thing against the other person because they might do something else really well, right? So it's like, When you start to look at the positive side of what it is that they do and bring to the table, you can't let the negative hold the negative against them, excuse me.
Right.
But, you know, just try to focus on the good side. And it's like, okay, yeah, she don't really clean, but I mean, she can cook. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Also, that's where I'm at because Brandy cooks.
See?
She cooks all the time.
There
so
you go.
I do.
Because we don't.
So she tired from cooking. That's why she can't clean up.
So,
yeah.
And there's other compromises. Sometimes the compromises ain't like the way you want it to be because they might be like...
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Whether you're looking to buy your dream home or rent a sweet apartment, give Redfin your gotta-have-it wish list of property features, and you'll receive real-time notifications tailored just for you. Ready to see it up close and personal? Scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Don't wait to find your perfect match. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
I don't want to do this, but you know what? Since I am working, I got a little bit of money. I'm going to put $100 towards somebody to come
clean.
Yeah. Oh, if you did that, I would be great.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I should mention
you know
that.
What I'm saying? There's different ways.
Like, Excel said you should get a cleaner.
Yeah, my wife been asking for a cleaner. Ways. I really need to. It's just because... Like, mopping the floor takes forever.
It do.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I just want you to do that. Mm-hmm. But I guess I just haven't got comfortable with, like, somebody in my house.
That's a real thing because not everybody could be invited to your house.
It's a safe space.
You can't have everybody in your shit.
For you,
so,
and then niggas be...
Yeah.
They don't know.
Niggas be niggas.
But I do think, like, with... And that's why I'll be saying on the show, like, we all know communication in a relationship is needed, but I'm learning it's a way deeper level of communication.
Communication, comprehension.
That's why you got to comprehend what is being communicated, because I could talk at you all day, but if I'm not speaking in language and you're not understanding it,
what's the point?
We're getting nowhere.
Going. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you don't gotta agree with it. You just gotta understand my perspective on it. And,
absolutely.
Be open to listen to my perspective.
Absolutely.
I don't agree with that, but I actually, since you broke it down like that, I understand it.
Because you let me know how it made you feel, you know what? I'm gonna take that into deep consideration because that's important. I want you to feel better about how we're living with each other or how we're moving with each other. Absolutely.
And then as far as relationship, if I'm, you know, I truly love you, I'm in love with you, I wanna be with you, then I'm gonna figure out how to make your proposition, you know what I mean? Make me, I'm gonna do better to try to be, I'm gonna show up
to the airport with a sign with in your favorite snack because
okay, I know
that's what you like.
Because why?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Because I love how y'all roughest patch
cats
around.
Are always fit.
Okay, hello.
What?
Y'all roughest patch is about cleaning. I love that for y'all. I just want to point that out.
You gonna go home?
I thought it was some tea, but it's tea for y'all. Really,
hold up. I know y'all are enjoying the episode right now, but we want to talk a little more about shopstarship.com.
Yes, y'all. Listen, we always talking about Starship. And we going to keep talking about Starship. Why? Because you should go there like yesterday, okay? Whether you got a long-term relationship, whether you got a sneaky link, even if you just need personal needs.
Listen, I encourage y'all to go to their website because you're going to get the top of the top adult toys, all right? You need to add something new to that relationship, baby.
I'm telling you, sis.
Or, you know, just surprise your girl real quick.
Okay.
You know, so go to shopstarship.com right now.
Mm-hmm. You get 15% off with our code NOHOMOSHOW. 15% off NOHOMOSHOW.
Hope y'all have a good night. Ow.
Let's get into how y'all decide to be poly. And what kind of poly are y'all? Are y'all probably like, y'all are dating the same person? Or is it like, y'all got y'all own person and that's y'all person? Am I even, you know?
So it's close, yeah. There are different dynamics to being poly. Some people do date, they're poly, and then they might date this person, date that person, date whoever. But they all know, like, I'm dating these other people. Mm. But it's just a different dynamic to it. Our poly is more so a closed poly dynamic, meaning we date one person. We're all in a relationship together.
Okay.
They're in their own relationship. Yes. We have our own relationship. Yes. We have our own relationship. And then all of us are together. Oh, so it's like if they want
to spend. So think about like just.
Oh, you got time to do anything.
Look. So just think about like having friendships, right? Yeah. It's like you have your best friend and you have your other friends. But it's like y'all's relationships aren't the same, right? It's like y'all's relationship is one way, your relationship with another friend is another way. Now, it could be a mutual friend, right? Mm-hmm. And you guys could have a different kind of dynamic, but that's just what it is. So it's like, because we're all different people, that mm-hmm. we allow our individuality to express our, you know, themselves, however that may be. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we have a close triage. So it's like we date together. You know, we tried other things, but it's like, this is what works for us. Yeah. We feel like this is the best dynamic, but to answer how we got into it.
Yeah, like, that conversation? Like, you know, we should go get an extra bitch.
I'm gonna be honest.
Let's go get an extra bitch over here. Cause y'all ain't put some shoes over there. And I know an extra will be able to put the shoes over there for you.
Listen, we haven't seen too many successful polys.
So, yeah.
And people that like highly recommend it, we don't ever see them being successful in it.
Ever.
So just curious to how that started for
y'all.
So
the person we were talking to.
Yeah. Well, who?
Or flirting with.
You don't gotta say
no. So
we're not saying
no. So we've never been the type of people who like restricted the other person from like acknowledging the beauty in other people, right? Okay. You can say she's fine, you can say he looked good, whatever the case may be. We've never been the type to be like,
Or even to the point where
cool? Like the fuck?
This nigga like booty, so I'd be like, oh look at her, she got a fat.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it ain't
no like, so don't look that way.
Yeah, so she was she had an Instagram friend and like they were interacting and she was like showing me her page. She's like, yo, this girl's funny as shit. And I was like, oh, let me see. And I'm dying laughing at the shit that she's posting. I'm like, who is this? You know how it is. Like you've just seen a bunch of memes. You're like, hold on, who is this person?
Yeah.
And I was at a picture. I was like, oh, I was like, she's fine as fuck. And so then
like. She showed me because I wasn't even looking
like that. Yeah, she didn't
even
know. I was like. You didn't see this? Like, you didn't see this?
You were being faithful. You were just like,
I don't see that. I'm just laughing at the meme.
I like
tequila. Very loyal. I didn't even know that she was
kidding. Leo game.
I didn't even know. So they would like, they had their own little online friendship or whatever. So they were communicating and she was like being flirty. We're both naturally flirtatious. Again, we've always been this way. So it's not uncommon for us to be flirtatious with other people. Like it ain't nothing. Hello. So then, like, it just came down to, like, they were having a conversation and I just entered the chat through her. I'm like, ooh, tell her this. But it was just something so flirtatious, but it just opened the doors. And then it was just like, hold on.
Do you think we can do this?
Like, this is interesting. And we just agreed, like, as long as, like, they're on the same page as us, like, mentally, whatever it is, wherever we are. Then so be it.
Gotta be. Or at least working towards, like, we can actively see it. Because, you know, some people present like they're on the same level as you as far as thinking and being able to talk about stuff and do things. And then you start looking like, what is this? So that's how I kind of opened up the door. Yeah. And then we were like, oh, we could do it. So. Then we just ran
tried it. Yeah, we just tried it. And then we met somebody. And then and that they were person open, turned into our first girlfriend. And that lasted a year and some change. Yeah. And then we took learning curves with that and just kept moving, kept rolling. Okay. So it's been since 2015 or something like 16, 17.
We've been in 2016. We've been in two relationships. Yeah, one was a year.
I would say like 15, 16-ish.
2015.
That's when it started.
Yeah, like when started when like opening up the doors to polyamory.
So was there anything like that? Did y'all like want, like, did you have desires of wanting somebody else?
No. So that's a common misconception. No.
Okay.
Like, we didn't lack anything in our relationship. People
think, oh, y'all want threesomes, y'all want this, y'all want that.
No. It was. It never gave that.
It literally was a conversation. Not lacking. That worked. It literally was a conversation. We like, because we already flirted. Like, oh, let's see.
Like, how far can we take this?
And then we started talking to a person, and we were like, oh, this is kind of working out. Let's see if we like really all on the same page.
It was not easy. Yeah. Yes. We definitely went through.
Yeah, you definitely learned some things like you didn't know. Yeah, because it's things you never experienced before.
Yeah.
And you're figuring out, you're processing it as you're doing it, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So it was never a lack. It was never I want someone to, because you're not fulfilling this. Absolutely not. It never gave that. It was literally like, we are attracted to other people. Let's explore that. Let's see where that goes. And we really grew from that.
Yeah. Because I'm like, if it was a lack, we wouldn't be here.
For sure.
Just
truthfully. I do think that's where some people go wrong. Like, they're trying to fill something.
Fill a void, codependency, whatever they got going on, trying to depend on something else. Or they're probably just liars and cheaters and just saying, if we bring another person in, then I won't cheat on you as much.
And then they cheat on you.
That's crazy. Like, what are you doing? But
So we talked about how like you dress as feminine and stuff, but like you're like a little more masculine, you're feminine. So y'all gotta like the same person.
Oh, that's
how fair. Does that work?
So for the most part, yes, I'm more feminine and masculine present on the outside. Right. I'm feminine on the inside, rather. Like, how she looks on the outside is me on the inside. Okay. How she looks on the outside,
I get that vibe.
She looked like she me on the inside.
Yeah, she was like, so this, that's what I'm like,
daddy.
You see the face that.
Yeah, okay.
Young nigga, bro. Why you over here?
But the face
that. When we are attracted to the same type of person as far as like feminine women.
Yeah.
Yes, she does have attraction to like masculine presenting people, but I've tried to be like open, but
again,
I,
we had the conversation. Again, we there's nothing we don't talk about. Cause I was like, you know, we just can't be getting these femmes. Yeah. Like, how do you feel about stuff?
And then also, also a lot of women approach me too because it's that lesbian thing where they don't think she's gay. And then they don't realize that we're married.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And then they don't realize like we're married because they like when we tell people we're married and how long we've been married, they're more confused that y'all look like y'all only 25, how y'all been together for 10 years
type stuff.
So it's like that. So typically the women approach me, but even when we have this conversation about like masculine, I was trying to be open to like, there are some very attractive masculine women, even men. I don't mind telling people they're attractive or they look nice, but I just
she could not.
I'm just not attracted to you. Like, you're attracted.
To, like, how to date them.
But, like, dating, you've been in romantic, I just
couldn't. Is it giving, like, bro?
I just couldn't.
It's giving, bro.
Well, she likes studs. Why did
I don't like studs. I agree with what you said. It's like, you're attractive, but I'm not actually attracted to you.
Yeah. And listen, if y'all like what
I mean, if you like, if you do like studs, that's okay. Like, it's a safe space.
No, I just had a little phase when I was just outside. A little phase? Yeah,
what does that mean?
I was just talking to her. I was texting a stud. She liked to say I was dating a stud. We never dated.
A stud?
Several is what she just said.
Several?
It was two.
She be clocking my teeth.
She be
Who was the second?
But what age was this?
The police officer.
That's one.
And the one in Miami.
Y'all going to Miami soon. What age was this? Like,
I was like 24, 25.
Like 6 years ago.
So, but you know about it, so not that long.
Yeah, we talk about it here all the time. But I wasn't, like you said, I don't think I was attracted to that person, but they were attractive. So I was single, I was outside, I was just doing me. I was like, you know what? They say, want to take me out. They want to take me out.
I seen the picture. Attractive, bitch.
They had cute eyes.
So attractive is a stretch. Attractive is a stretch. Is crazy.
Nice skin tone.
That's crazy.
I'm not shallow. She's shallow. I'm not a shallow person.
She said, "Just be for real about this attractive business, We're good interviewers as well.
I got a question. So, look, is there a difference between poly? Open swingers.
Absolutely. For sure. Swingers doesn't be having sex with each other.
Swingers,
they just like
you interchanging relationships.
Legit,
right?
Me and you, y'all go together. We go. I mean, she likes studs. So,
yeah, so y'all go together.
I'm trying to give you an example. Y'all go
keep
together.
Keep me out of your example.
I don't know. You got the Bantu knife. You got the internet today. So. But say y'all go together, right?
Real bad.
We go together. We go together. Next thing you know, me and you just
we in Miami. We in Miami.
You know, and
so that's a swinger.
Do it just like we like, doing we'll it. Then y'all doing, like it's just
is that also considered open?
It could.
It's a form of openness.
It can be,
but
okay,
it's but
like Jews, man.
But it's usually
swinging really sexual.
Yeah, it's usually centered around sex, not necessarily relation,
dating,
right?
And things.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. You're not doing. You're here for a good time. So
open.
Like that's why there are like
swingers
clubs, and then open is like. Yeah, she can do her thing. I can do my thing. We understand what we have. And anybody else that we're dating also has an understanding, whether it's sexual or a relationship based, then that's just the dynamic. Poly is just having many lovers. Now, the type of many lovers that you have, whether it's like, you know, everybody has their own thing or it's a close triad, you know, it's usually relationship centered. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing of it all, the most common denominator of it all is communication.
I was about to say, cause some people in open relationships
and
don't know
honesty.
It.
You have to be honest. No, that's.
But it's a communication about like, and then niggas want to be like, they want to be like they player and whatnot, but you ain't player because you can't
maybe,
even.
Because you're not even honest.
You don't even know. You're not honest, right? You're not even telling people, you're not allowing them to choose what they want to do.
I ain't gonna lie, player is like, damn, y'all all know about each other and y'all
and
cool.
That's cool.
Like,
you're just honest,
Because what are you gonna do when I tell you the truth? The truth, the ball is in your court. Mm-hmm. All I can do is tell you where I'm at, how I stand, and you can do whatever you want with that information because I'm gonna keep moving how I move, right? And that literally, that's what happened in with us. It was just like, you're not the only person I'm talking to. Okay, cool. You're not the only person I'm talking to. All right, bet. Mm-hmm. And then we just kept it pushing. Like, all right.
So y'all tried to do open.
But I would say open in a sense of still poly. Not like we're dating the same person, but like because women were approaching me first, and then women started to approach Reese as well. It's like, okay, I don't really like this person like that. I'm not attracted to them like that. Like, I'm cool with them. I'm not tripping off what y'all got going on. Mm-hmm. We can see how that works and vice versa. But then we realized
it was
we're
more
like,
so like, again, using y'all as an example, right? You come in because it's easy. Okay, y'all not together at this point.
No, they go together.
Real bad.
So you can you stop denying her? Like,
I don't know crazy.
I don't think I'm her type after I seen that police officer.
You too cute for what she
I think she liked the more bull daggers.
Boondocks is insane.
I like the E.
That is hilarious. So you come in and we're all like interacting, and I'm like, you know what? She's not really my type, but I think you guys can, you know, build off of what y'all have, and then we just become cool, and then we just have a mutual respect for whatever kind of relationship we stand in. Yeah. Like, that's kind of the route that we were taking.
And so those are kind of like the boundaries and rules y'all have
set. After experiences and learning things, like I say, because it's a thing that you're processing while you're also in it, and that's when we came to the conclusion, like, is it raining?
Yeah, when we have
these conversations, we're just like, no, you know, I don't really like that.
And having to be honest with your feelings is so hard, but also at the same time, it's rejuvenating, because then you get to learn a lot about yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then your partner also gets to learn a lot more about you, because there's a lot of things that come out that you might not have realized about yourself.
Yeah,
right?
Until it happens.
Until it happens, like, You don't know it until you're in it. The shit show.
Yeah. So when I'm trying to think, like, it's just so much. So when you're in a relationship, are y'all putting each other? I think I asked this in the last interview too. Like, are y'all like the married couple and that's like our girlfriend? Or are y'all treating everybody on the same
treat each other on an equal playing field. There's understanding in the relationship that we are married. So there are certain things that we've experienced that we have yet to experience with our partner.
Right.
But we're willing to go there as long as you are willing to
go there.
In that way with us.
Yeah. And we do that because we have been together, married 10 years. We've been together 13 years. And a lot of people, that's pressure for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Understandable. I just feel like if I was in a situation, I'm like, I know these people that have been together 10 years and 13 years are choosing me, then obviously they see
something.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but you know, everybody ain't that confident in themselves.
Okay.
Do you be like, she don't like her shoes?
I'm just giving you a heads up. Like, I know where.
They pick them shoes up.
I know she's gonna hate
shit. I know she ain't gonna like them shoes.
But nah, we do equal playing field because we want everyone to feel a part of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are things that we have established. Yeah, we have our anniversary. We're going to celebrate it because those are our holidays, anniversaries, birthdays. We celebrating that.
Mm-hmm.
Even our first relationship, like, I don't believe in exes, but our first encounter, she gifted us something for our anniversary. It was really sweet. It was dang.
Yeah.
Okay, niggas be out here chivalry. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so it was really sweet.
It was nice. Yeah, and it was like, she acknowledged what we had. So it's like,
we acknowledged our triage anniversary.
Yeah.
So we celebrated that. And
same type of thing.
Yeah. And we don't celebrate
celebrations.
Yeah. We don't celebrate Valentine's Day, right?
Oh, you don't?
No, we don't really care for it. But, you know, if our partner does, then okay, we'll do that for you because that's what you like. So, no, I think people need to understand that just because, you know, we've been together for as long as we've been together, time is just a construct. So it's like, you can make the relationship whatever you want it to be as long as you're willing to do the work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
All right. So what's like a poly fail that y'all can laugh about now?
Poly fail?
Yeah. Like one of y'all poly situations that y'all had that didn't work out.
Our second one?
It
was great.
We canceled that subscription 3 months later.
Literally was a 3 month trial. It was so straight though.
We canceled that subscription.
As friends, it was like,
what happened?
Oh.
Man, what didn't happen?
She came on to us. We were like, oh, okay. Like, we hung out, but we was like, oh, we don't really know.
Yeah. We were legit friends for like a year, but then
we turned it into a friendship. It was like, okay, this person is actually really cool. Like, we were both getting to know each other. We were talking a lot.
She brought elements to the relationship that we could appreciate.
Yeah.
We don't cook.
Oh, she could cook.
Maybe that was a chef.
She could cook for sure. Like, no, for sure.
That was a chef.
And then she was visiting.
Chef Bay. Not that one though. We need a new Chef Bay, so you know.
Oh, fat. Is that a plug?
Right, y'all recruiting.
But she was putting in the effort. Like, she would come fly to us all the time. Like, she was in a different state, but she'd be flying to us all the time. We went to visit her, so we were like, all right, this is actually going pretty straight. Mm-hmm. And then we already knew she was interested, so we let her know, like, okay, like, we see you, we're interested.
Yeah,
we're like, all right, be our girlfriend then. You know, we asked all nice. And then she said yes. It was straight. And then, but it seemed like after,
like, as soon as the niggas got the title,
they get weird.
What happened? Like,
and then, listen, okay. I'll tell you one small.
I mean,
small
we don't
situation.
Want the smallest one.
No,
grande.
No, but I'm just saying, like, how stupid this was.
Yeah.
It's just like a drop in the bucket to all the bullshit.
Okay,
so
got you.
We were going to our friend's house because our friend had cooked for us, and she was like, well, she had cooked and was like, invited us over, like, hey, y'all want to come over? I cook. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's
she
do it.
She wanted the food.
Mm-hmm. So. One thing about it, baby.
Food is the love language.
One thing about it, I'm there. Okay. Would you cook it? I'm in there.
She on the food.
Absolutely. So we're going to our friend's house, and a girl was like, why y'all going over there?
Pinning it. This is a friend that she has met several times and was very comfortable with us being around and her being around and us being around her without them being around each other. It was nothing like, I think y'all friend kind of like y'all is weird.
It was none of that.
Okay.
It was.
Unpin it.
It was, why y'all going over there? I'm like, because she cooked. What are we talking about? It's not brand new to this.
Yeah.
And she got so pissed. And we're like, all right, girl, we'll talk to you later. Like, it's like, you see how small that was? So, like, that was just such a small thing. But one of the biggest things was my birthday weekend in California.
And birthdays are celebrations. These are our holidays. We said that, right?
Hell yeah.
10 minutes ago.
I said, it was to the point where I said, I have to let you know if I want you to come. I'll let you know.
Legit, yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, I was like, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
We had a conversation. I was like, all right, you can
let
come.
Her come. Then we got there. me and her had a meeting because I said, listen.
The executive.
Because she was talking to me like she wanted to have a conversation.
No, it was one of those, no, I know her. That's not, she's listening.
But it was because she wanted to have a conversation. I was like, I don't think this is the time and place to have this conversation. You could have did this weeks ago.
Right.
Like, we're here to celebrate. Let's do that. Let's not ruin it. And then she was like, no, you're right. You're right. And then she did nothing
she made the
that we
she
talked
tried
about.
Emotional manipulation. I mean, on the one of the last, like, it was like the last night or night before. We were not talking. I left her ass. So I'm like, let's go. We're going out.
And we're all in a room together. It was
we're all in a room.
So now you got to choose her. Like,
oh, she ain't had no choice. No, it's my birthday.
Yeah.
You go right though. It's my birthday.
It wasn't a choosing. The thing was.
I'm messy.
Very messy. You got to choose her. Like, your turn.
I thought and
this
everybody
is
was equal.
This is the problem.
It was well, see.
This is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, zoom in on DJ XL.
Editor, zoom in on
DJ XL, the stud lover over there. But no, I didn't have to choose her. I had already made my decision. What you're doing is stupid. We had a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
We still have plans to celebrate. You're included, but now you being.
Now you're doing the very thing that we told you not to do.
Yeah. Like, I'm just thinking about
so,
like,
you know, like I said. The next day, I said, look, this is what I want to do. We need to get up and out at this time because my birthday is in December. So at the time, the sun's only out for like 4 hours. Mm. We need to get out by this time so we can go do this and enjoy the heat before it gets cold. Okay? So we're getting ready. This girl is usually the last person to get ready. She's not getting ready. I looked at Tequila and I said, okay. I kept getting dressed. And then Tequila's getting ready. And then we're about to go. She's like, I need to talk to her. I was like, no, you don't. You're not talking. I was like, you had 9 hours to talk to us. And we're not talking right now. But let's go. So we leave. I mean, I snapped.
Yeah. Yeah.
Later on that night, we're out. We having a good time. Okay. Mm-hmm. Later on that night, we're going to bed. And she starts crying.
I hear her.
But I'm going to sleep because one thing you don't mess with, food,
sleep.
Okay. Don't fuck with my food, don't fuck with my sleep, and don't fuck with my sex.
And it,
okay?
It was crocodile tears. It was
some bullshit.
Master manipulation.
It was literally.
Yeah.
She wanted y'all to feel bad.
Because once I'm over it,
absolutely.
Then you know that we are just.
Absolutely.
Because so I give you chances.
These two whispering. I was like.
That's why
I was like, can y'all shut up?
Whispering to figure out
what's going on.
She's crying.
She's trying to figure out. Like, I don't give a fuck. When I said, can y'all shut up? She's like, you don't care that your girlfriend's crying. I said, no, I don't. I'm trying to go to sleep.
Okay.
So there was a whole thing. Yeah. I'm like, you had all day to talk. I don't want to hear it no more. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear it. So that was, again,
so
we got back and I was like, we can't do this no more.
For just an example, if if you was to be like tripping on something and she left with the other girl, kind of how y'all left her, would you feel like, for real, you going to do me like that? Like, I'm your wife. Mm.
That's a really great question. But to be very honest, I have to be honest with myself. Like, damn, bitch, you tripping? Yeah. Like, yeah. This is literally a situation where every week something was happening. Yeah.
I'm just saying, just in general, she has to leave with somebody.
It has to be justified, and I would have to be okay with that.
It would be the same thing. Yeah, but it would be the same thing if, just like we left because it was BS.
We don't want to be here, so we're going to continue. So, like, you know why we're here.
If it's the same thing with her, BS, and we're like, all right, we're leaving. Or if it was me, BS, and
then these niggas leave. We're going to leave you to it, and then we're going to figure it out. We'll talk about it later when you get right with yourself. But if that was the situation, I would have to sit there and really have an honest conversation with myself. Like, girl, you tripping.
But truthfully, that don't be. I don't like being mad that long anyway, because I'm like, all right, let's cuddle. I'm done with this. So if it was me on the BS, I'd be like, all right. Let me just figure this out.
Yeah.
Same.
A conversation
is going to be had. Absolutely. This situation is like you said,
it wasn't necessary to have a conversation.
We were getting arguments every week. It was to the point where we were like, we didn't get an argument this week. So it was
we're doing good.
What's crazy is like, yo, if we got peace in our relationship and then we bring somebody else in and you're ruffling everything up.
We told you earlier. She said earlier, we can count on one hand how many times we have an argument.
Yeah.
If we're having more arguments with you than we had in the entirety of our... That's a problem.
True.
That is a problem. Three months, you're done.
And two, like I said, we were at the point where, like, me and her, like, we haven't gotten to an argument this week with our person. Mm-hmm. So you can see that we're still giving you chances because we're still like, okay, because this is probably not how this person used to navigating. Or they don't know how to be in a healthy relationship either. Because some people don't understand when you're like, oh, I'm going out with my girls, I'm going this, I'm doing this. You're like, okay, have fun. Mm-hmm. And they're like, wait, what? You ain't gonna argue with me? You ain't gonna block the door? That's what I'm like. You know
some
what
people
mean?
Like
so,
conflict.
Yeah, so I'm like, when it was like that, we were compromising and being like, giving grace and being like, okay. Because we argued three times this week. It's only one this week. Okay, progress.
Okay.
And y'all like, agreed to break up with somebody? Like, what does somebody want to be with? Like, let's just keep...
I know. It can get complicated, for real.
Yeah, it can
really
be complicated. But if it's... That's just real like deep.
Because these seats is hard, y'all.
I'm like, every time I look over, she's like, Lord.
Y'all, I crossed my legs. I'm like, we've been sitting in the seat for like 3 hours. Like, damn, I ain't got no cushion and shit back there.
Imagine
like,
us. Y'all got
I'm thick, baby.
No, I'm saying even before y'all, we've been sitting in here. So, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It can get very deep and complicated in that sense. I think a conversation just would have to be had, like, on some, I don't really know. Because like in the beginning, we were talking about this when we started exploring separate relationships. It was kind of like that, like, well, I don't really like that person, but I see what y'all have and I love you and I love what y'all got going together and I'm okay with whatever y'all got going on.
Yeah.
So it would have to be something similar to that if we met someone that was like,
and we're in it, and we're like, because we have no problem like, okay, so how do you feel?
Right.
Because we talk to people, but it's just like, all right, I do feel about that.
Or we come up with our own, you know, you come up with you have your own experience with this person. So then if something transpires, then you're like, you ain't said nothing about it. And then it's like, I'll try to process this. I've been thinking about it and boom, boom, boom. And then you're like, oh, well, I've been feeling this way too.
And truthfully, we don't always have the same conflicts.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's like, she can be getting into it with somebody and we cool.
Right.
But me and her, we're going to talk about it because like, again, like, any conflict, we like to handle that in-house. Mm-hmm. And we'll come to each other like, all right, what's that tripping? Like, let me know. Hold on.
I think the biggest thing is like, it's hard, which it seems like y'all built, to just build a solid relationship with good communication and stuff. So to do that, to take 10 years to do that, you know, and then to do it with somebody else, it's just hard for people to have a good one relationship.
Yeah,
so no, you're two, right. That we're all communicating. Yeah. It's hard to get people to communicate.
No. Yeah.
Yes.
You, so two?
Man, listen, you ain't never lied.
I'm saying them not your people then.
Okay.
But they can't communicate.
But truly, when we start talking to people and we, listen, everything that glitters ain't
gold. I'm about to say, because I think you're thinking what I was about to say. Because I'm like,
no,
people, like, we be like, oh, she's attractive, she hitting on on us or whatever. It's like, because a lot of people already know too, like before, like I said, they'll hit on me because I'm masculine. But sometimes they'll see us out and like, y'all just fine or whatever. They'll hit on us. And we're like, okay, what you talking about? And then it's giving.
We not scared. One thing about it, right? We not scared.
It's like, giving.
We want to see what you talking about.
And then when they start talking, to open their mouth, it's like, you
could have just stayed over there.
You just have fun with your life.
You could have just stayed.
There's no way.
Your ass over there.
So did y'all learn from that to not date friends? Is that like friends are now?
Oh, we never dated friends before.
Y'all say y'all were friends with a girl. Before
y'all died. Well, no. I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
It was obvious
she was attracted to us.
No, she was attracted to us. It turned into a friendship because we weren't like, let's go there. It was like, let's get to know each other kind of thing. That turned to a friendship. Okay. Oh, because I'm like, hey, I don't date my friends.
It turned into a friendship.
We didn't know. It turned into a friendship, but then it was like, okay, we like this. We see the effort that you're putting in to like, be a part of our world, because again, a lot of people are intimidated by our relationship. And when people are intimidated by our relationship, it shows. Mm-hmm. It shows so bad. Like I called this girl. I was like, nah, she want what I have. Yeah. That's it. I'm like, that's all it is. And I told her, I was like, crazy. I just feel like you want what I have and that's not going to happen.
Yeah, period.
And she was like, you're right. I did. Oh, okay.
So you're right. I ain't even gonna lie.
That's crazy.
But yeah, like a lot of, like I said, a lot of people are intimidated by our relationship, but she wasn't. So that was like, okay, we can, because we're very particular about who we open that door for, because so many people really need about that life.
Yeah.
So do y'all think y'all would have lasted as long as y'all have been together if y'all were not poly?
Absolutely.
Oh, for sure. Because us even having those poly relationships, like I said, the one we had was a year. We've still been together 9 years. Another one was 3 months. So take a year and 3 months away from the longevity that we still have been together 12 years plus.
So they were closer towards the end. I mean,
They were in the middle. But I'm just saying, like, we've still been
rocking a lot longer than the relationship itself. It's hella poly.
It's hella stints that we don't. It's not like we're, all right, we have this relationship. We get into a poly. All of our relationship. So that's what I'm like, no.
Because we still have to nourish this relationship. Like, period. We have to make sure that we're good. We'll never compromise what we got going on for another relationship. Because then we start to lose ourselves. And it's like, why rock the foundation? That's real solid. That's crazy. Yeah.
So why y'all aren't in a relationship? Like, how often do y'all just have fun?
Oh, we get bitches, but we don't have fun like that.
Oh no, we don't.
We ain't fucking everybody.
We ain't fucking nobody.
We ain't kissing. Nah, we don't do that shit. First of all, we in Atlanta.
We definitely don't flirt. Hang out. They might take us out. We'll take them out. We're going to flirt. But having sex, like, first of all, I got to get to know you before I'm even letting you in that.
I used to be that person that was like, what?
A hoe for show.
Hoe for show.
Hoe for show.
Hoe for show. Hoe for show. Absolutely. Yeah. Big hoe, not the little one. We're in Atlanta. Bitches is funny.
And
like,
they're nasty.
People can't fuck with anybody. Yeah. Absolutely not. Hell no.
Within the bedroom, like, can y'all shed? Like, is there anything y'all want to shed light on?
Nope.
Yeah, we don't do that. We don't kiss and tell.
Y'all don't.
Shed light on what?
Like, just. Like Polly in the bedroom.
Polly in the bedroom.
I'm not saying tell us about somebody.
It's just they give if a you've cracker. Had a threesome before, then it's three people in there.
But I'm saying, is there anything like? Is there anything like? Y'all set rules on or anything, or is it just
like don't be kissing her too long? Come over here and kiss me.
That's insane.
That's restriction.
That's weird.
Okay. And it's like,
there's no jealousy.
If you're setting restrictions in the bed, you're supposed to be, first of all, in the relationship, you're supposed to be free to do.
So
if
you're saying,
maybe I'll think about having a three, like if somebody was, no,
but even if you have,
I'm saying, no,
she had to think about threesome with you and that girl in
that's
Miami.
That's what it is.
Maybe I was thinking like if you were having a threesome with somebody, you might set rules. But now I understand y'all are in a relationship.
Because I'm like, no, that's weird. I mean, I don't know. Like, have you had a threesome?
No,
like, not in a relationship with anyone?
It's like,
or
no,
in
you
general?
Can't. No, you that's she can't saying. Let you come. Like, you
yeah,
have to come.
That's like, no, I feel like even if y'all are open to bringing someone into your yeah. bedroom and you say you can't kiss her for longer than 5 seconds or you can't do this.
Right.
Or
like, that.
Don't yeah. make eye contact. So sounds, you have threesome.
I
mean,
I had one threesome.
You had rules. Y'all had rules where you like can't kiss.
We didn't need high time to make no rules. It just kinda happened.
There are no rules. There yeah. are no restrictions.
I feel like that would be weird.
I will say, I guess the one thing is, like, if we're in a new relationship, the first time is always together.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably
that is
it.
Our. Okay. That, but that, I think that's an unspoken rule for us. It's yeah. like, so we share that intimacy together. As far as all of us, yeah. Because it'd be, I don't know, it'd be weird to just
because
be
we,
like, oh,
yeah, we don't want, you know, the other person to be like, oh, shit, I feel like you cheated.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Or even that person would be like, oh, I feel like I cheated on this person. Yeah. Or like, yeah.
Well, I do want to say, I know, like, with three people, that's probably fun, but you probably get tired. So I don't tired know if y'all know.
Come on, the bedroom?
But we, yeah, you might. Two coaches you got each other.
Wow. So
or
not
you might
hurting.
You take a break when you get yours, eight.
Nah, but listen, you might be are you one touch me and now. The other girl's like, what about me? I got you. Hold on. Oh, just okay. hold on. Okay. I got some, right? Cause it's only me. All right.
But so, here's the
it's
thing.
It's only you. It's crazy.
Think
but
about
hold
it.
Up. Can I tell you something?
Go ahead.
Just in case. Okay. I know y'all are experts at what y'all do. I'm not crying. What I'm about to say don't got nothing to do with y'all. It's all,
you're just right. thinking of it.
Because we are sponsored by Shop Starship. And ShopStarship.com has all the adult toys. In case, you know what I'm saying, you get a little tired. Okay. Yeah. So we got something for y'all.
Is that a rose?
That ain't your average rose.
That's insane.
Like, listen, I'm doing one thing. I'm holding the hand out for
hey,
others.
You,
however
listen.
Y'all would know better than me.
Okay,
that's
crazy.
Oh, so what I was going to say,
that's
right?
The two for
have
one.
Y'all used this
so
before?
Much.
Have
y'all
I have not used that's the next level rose right there. I have not.
I used a regular rose.
I haven't even used a rose before.
I have.
Oh, well, y'all going to have
it's
fun
insane.
With that.
We the know. Rose is pretty good.
Oh.
It's pretty intense. Pretty good.
And sometimes, you know, you're at the house by yourself and you don't, like, want to, like, I'm just saying, like, you just want
a
nut real quick.
Yeah, a little, just something in real quick.
Yeah, you know, before you don't want you go. The whole intercourse. You don't
appreciate
want the whole
thing. Yeah.
Yeah,
you got 5 minutes before you got to get dressed.
Okay.
So you're saying it's just one you, so just take the hand and do that and just.
Yeah, for you probably. I wouldn't know.
But what I'm saying is, right, if one person is on their back, right, and the other with their legs open, the other person in their legs, somebody's mouth is open.
Hello!
So it's like, I get it. I can visualize
feel that. Feel that seat, baby. What are we talking about?
We don't.
Feel
nice.
That seat.
We're going to talk about this in the car.
Nice. I'm just saying, there are ways.
Yeah.
Well,
everybody
get
it. Segue.
I'm not in disagreement with that. There are ways. And ways have been done.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to add a little spice in there.
Nah,
because
that rose is next crazy. Level. Yeah. So make sure y'all use our code, no homo show, 10% off. Go run that up, gay bees. Okay, just a few more things before we get y'all up out of here, okay? Advice. Okay, so advice for queer couples who are curious about poly relationships. What advice would you give them?
Definitely, the advice I would give queer couples that are curious about poly, you definitely have to be open-minded. You have to be open to communication, and you also have to be open to the experience and processing what's happening in that moment. Because some you might have set ways, and like we were talking about earlier, people are raised different. So you think this is how it's supposed to go, this is how it's supposed to go, this is how it's supposed to go. But if you're already exploring polyamory, then you are not a
traditional
lover. Mm-hmm. You know what right. I mean? So you can't think of traditional things to implement on that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say understand that because we are individuals, learn to love that person how they like to be loved. Mm-hmm. Just because your person loves a certain kind of way doesn't mean that
the other person
likes it that kind of way. So be open to exploring who they are and respect the journey because, again, there's a lot that's going to come out about yourself.
Yeah.
I experienced jealousy. I never considered myself a jealous person, but baby, the way that shit hit me like a ton of bricks, I had to sit and process that. And, I had to learn from that and sit like, why did that make me jealous? Mm-hmm. What is it about me that made me feel like I had to be insecure in that moment? Mm-hmm. And to have that honest conversation with yourself is very, very important. So when it comes to conflict, embrace it because that's how you grow from it. So
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Book is on the way. All right, final question. And we just had a whole episode about this. Excel's been with your wife. How long?
Over 8 years.
I'm still kind of new. I'm going to be 3 years in May. But y'all are out here 103 years.
I'm crying.
So how do you keep things exciting in a relationship for you, this long?
Man. You never stop dating your person.
Never stop dating.
Unfortunately,
ever.
I know she stuck again.
But, my wife? Oh, yeah. But she'll take me out to eat any day. I'm not complaining.
Very little fan. She makes sure I'm fed.
My baby makes sure I'm fed.
Make sure. So things like that, if your person likes things, whatever they like in the beginning, continue to do those things that they like. Because it's not, they didn't stop liking them. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? They didn't stop liking going to the movies, going to theme parks, playing, I don't know, Xbox, PS2. Give them some video games. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, never stop dating your person. Never stop knowing their love languages and never stop elevating and growing with your person.
Yeah, and that requires having sit downs and conversation with your partner. How are you feeling this week? Is there anything that I've done lately that you don't like? Yeah. Is there anything that I can improve on? Are there areas of opportunity for us to develop and grow? Is there something you want to do that we haven't? Like, because we're evolving beings, right? Mm. So who I am today isn't the same person that I was 10 years ago. So I can't treat her as if she's the same person 10 years ago. Okay, her taste might change. Maybe she'll start liking studs later.
I'll fucking with you.
She snuck that one in there.
I'm just kidding. She snuck.
When you, she put
that
up her skin.
That was perfect.
That was good. This is going to be a good zoom in. Maybe they're attractive. I'm not attractive. But
again, I wouldn't know that if I don't have a conversation with her. Right?
I can't just assume
that, you know, she doesn't like certain things or this, that, and the like. You just have to have those kinds of conversations and be open to having those conversations.
I like that. I need to do my little check-in, make sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, check-ins sure. are very
check-ins
it's just
important.
It's the same thing like if you have a job, and we're entrepreneurs, so it's a little bit different for us, but you still have to check like what your reports are. Like how are we, you know, you're checking your engagement, you're checking your numbers. So it's like you got to check in with your relationship too. How are we doing?
I think a lot of people don't do that.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't even realize that you have an issue, right? It's like, and then it could be a little things like the shoes at the front door that cause resentment later on, right? Because we never had a conversation about it. And truthfully, you might feel something that you don't even know what the feeling is until you have a conversation. Yeah, because there'll be times we're talking and I'm like, I don't really have the words to form what I'm trying to say, but I'll let you know when I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I'll sit and think about it and then we'll get to it. But yeah.
So you can't be afraid to also, if you don't have the words for it, just be like, you know, I'm still processing this. Give me a second.
Yeah.
Because I really do. I'm hearing you. I'm listening. But I didn't even know that was a thing. Let me figure it out. Yeah.
Move. Get that ego out the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
That ego will fuck you up every time. Get it out the way.
Back. So, y'all out looking for
we never looking, maybe they can find us. Are y'all open for a third?
I feel like y'all might get some DMs after
y'all
this.
Gonna get some DMs
if they meet the standards.
Let me tell you something right now. Don't slide in nobody's DM if you ain't really about
that
life.
If you're not ready, because niggas be on.
Don't
niggas like to talk, but don't be because I about that.
They do a lot of this. Yeah. But it don't go nowhere. There's a whole lot of shoulda, coulda, wouldas, but ain't.
That part.
So, okay.
But we are single technically in the poly world.
Yeah, we are single.
We're single.
We're not looking, but if the right person happens to come around,
we're
then
dating.
So
we're dating.
Is there anything that we didn't clear up that y'all want to clear up today?
Yeah, that hold it said got. Nah,
I was like, damn.
You snapped.
No. I think there's nothing to clear. And if any of our viewers, you know, we'd be out the way.
Yeah, if any of our viewers got any other questions about poly, let us know, because we have interviewed or talked to a few different couples and single people that are poly.
We got a candidate for y'all.
Yeah.
A candidate. Whoa.
Hold on, Bert. This is the third person you pitched her to.
I'm trying to find my friend.
Is she even cute?
Yeah,
she's very stylish.
We're gonna have to see.
I'm gonna show y'all her.
Mm. All right, y'all. It's the No Homo Show.
Whole lot of gay shit. Whole lot of gay.
Boss Britt. We certified. And DJ Excel. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.